The Palestinian finance minister today met with Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, the first high-level meeting between the two sides in months. Meanwhile, there are reports of the dismissal of another senior official in the Palestinian security ranks. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the upheaval is causing both Palestinians and Israelis to question the stability of the Palestinian leadership and its ability to oversee reforms called for by Yasser Arafat.
The latest controversy in the Palestinian Authority shakeup involves Tawfiq Tahrawi, the intelligence chief for the West Bank. Tahrawi, respected by many Palestinians as non-corrupt, was reportedly fired by Arafat, according to Palestinian officials, but then other officials denied the firing. That confusion followed similar conflicting accounts last week of the firing of Gaza and West Bank security chiefs Mohammed Dahlan and Jabril Rajoub. Those dismissals have apparently remained in effect. Today in Ramallah, Rajoub discounted fears that his men would rise up against their new leader, but he also made clear his displeasure with Arafat's decision to fire him.
I don't think that there will be any rebellion or a mutiny or anything against this incorrect step, which I hope will be corrected, but I have no fears or concerns about the internal situation.
Saturday, some of Rajoub's men demonstrated in downtown Ramallah against his firing, prompting Israeli tanks to roll back into town and reimpose the curfew earlier than announced. Today, there was another demonstration, but this time the subject was the Israeli restrictions throttling living conditions for West Bank residents. Mustafa Barghouti, the head of the Health Development Information and Policy Center, said the primary message of the demonstration was aimed at Israel and the international community, warning them that the Israeli restrictions were causing a dangerous humanitarian crisis to develop. But he also criticized the infighting among Palestinian Authority leaders, saying it was doing nothing to either help ordinary Palestinians or to promote genuine reform.
Reform does not mean... Internal fight and struggle between the people and the authority, who are fighting over responsibilities that don't exist anyhow because the Israeli occupation took it away from them. Reform means real, genuine change in response to people who suffer from poverty, people who suffer from unemployment, people who want to see independent judiciary system.
On the Israeli side, the army was promoting a view that Arafat's slide in popularity could lead to his ouster, an analysis that has been floated many times in the past, only to be proved wrong by later events. The Haaretz newspaper today quoted army officials as saying it may not be necessary for Israel to incur the international criticism that would follow any attempt to expel Arafat, because he might be forced to step aside within 6 months. Arafat today accused Israel of deliberately trying to obstruct Palestinian Authority reforms with the heavy-handed use of closures and curfews. A number of West Bank cities, including Nablus, remain closed military zones today, although the curfew was lifted in Ramallah for several hours. The army says the restrictions are aimed at blocking the movement of suicide bombers and gunmen. A Palestinian was arrested in North Jerusalem today. The army says the man had orders to carry out a suicide bombing. In the face of the worsening humanitarian situation, the Egyptian intelligence chief met with both sides today to explore ways of easing the Israeli restrictions. But aid agencies worry that the restrictions are generating a short-term humanitarian emergency that will be difficult to address.